What Trump's nuclear deal with Iran might look like. News analysis. Since returning to the White House, President Donald Trump has handed an olive branch to the Iranian regime but has also said categorically he will prevent the country from getting a nuclear weapon. On February 4, Trump reinstated the maximum pressure strategy of his first administration, which saw the United States withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and impose new economic sanctions against the country. The following day, the president posted on Truth Social, "I would much prefer a verified nuclear peace agreement, which will let Iran peacefully grow and prosper. We should start working on it immediately, and have a big Middle East celebration when it is signed and completed. God bless the Middle East," he wrote. So how might relations between Iran and the United States develop over the next 4 years? Could a deal be reached, or will it end in a military showdown? A verified agreement. Olli Heinonen, former Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, told the Epoch Times he found it interesting Trump referred to a verified nuclear peace agreement. "Very often we have heard in the past verifiable agreements. This could mean that the deal will only be in force when the verification of undertakings has been completed," he said. Heinonen said if that was the case, it would be different from other attempts at making nuclear deals, such as the agreed framework in 1994 or the six-party talks, both with North Korea, or the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran in 2015. The difference is that Iran should fill all requirements before it can have the benefits of the agreement fully available, Heinonen said. In other words, no wishful thinking where benefits become available automatically with time regardless of Iran's compliance. For example, certain restrictions like number of centrifuges or embargoes end after certain periods of time. Tehran repeatedly said that its nuclear program is solely for peaceful purposes and that it has declared all of the nuclear material, activities, and locations required under an agreement it has with the IAEA. On November 21, the Board of Governors of the IAEA passed a resolution requiring the agency to produce a comprehensive and updated assessment of Iran's nuclear activities, which could eventually trigger a referral to the United Nations Security Council to consider more sanctions on Tehran. Robert Goldston, a professor of astrophysics at Princeton University who worked on robotic techniques to verify uranium enrichment plants, told the Epoch Times, "There may be a path forward for quite a new version of the Iran deal. The IAEA could hold all non-nuclear weapon states wishing to enrich uranium to the same standard, including, for example, Saudi Arabia and Japan," he said. Goldston said these countries could enrich enough uranium to supply their nuclear power plants under strict verification measures that would not expire. In practice, this would mean that Iran could enrich uranium up to 5% content of U-235, not the current level of 60%, he said. However, it would be permitted to enrich as much uranium as it liked to 5%, so long as it was using the enriched uranium for peaceful uses such as developing the technology to make fuel pins for its nuclear reactors. Goldston said this would allow Iran to continue to do what it claims to be doing and allow its leaders to save face, at least to some degree. Russia's role. However, he said, the only way that a new deal can be struck with Iran is if the US and Russia agree on its form. Moscow and Tehran have a friendly relationship, having fought on the same side during the Syrian civil war and with Iran supplying large numbers of drones to Russia that have been used in the Ukraine conflict. Goldston said he hoped when Trump speaks to Russia's President Vladimir Putin, they discuss a proposal for a new deal with Iran, along the lines he described. According to a White House fact sheet published on February 4, Trump signed a national security presidential memorandum which would restore maximum pressure on the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran and counter Tehran's malign influence abroad. The NSPM establishes that Iran should be denied a nuclear weapon and intercontinental ballistic missiles. Iran's terrorist network should be neutralized. And the country's aggressive development of missiles, as well as other asymmetric and conventional weapons capabilities, should be countered. On February 5, as Trump fielded questions from reporters, he was asked about whether Iran or its proxies would try to assassinate him. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left, the president replied. On February 5 on Truth Social, Trump wrote, I want Iran to be a great and successful country, but one that cannot have a nuclear weapon. Reports that the United States, working in conjunction with Israel, is going to blow Iran into smithereens, are greatly exaggerated, the president wrote, partially in capital letters. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on February 7 that negotiations with the United States were not intelligent, wise, or honorable. Khamenei, in a speech to Air Force officers in Tehran, also said, there should be no negotiations with such a government. Back channels. Heinonen said despite the public utterances, Tehran and the Trump administration may be using back channels to communicate about a possible deal. The former IAEA Deputy Director General said he expected they would certainly pass messages to Iran not only through public statements. Those messages are likely more nuanced than the public statements and will also be important in sensing Iran's readiness for negotiations, he said. Last year, Oman, an Arab state on the opposite side of the Persian Gulf, was used as a back channel to avoid a major escalation. The White House said, in its February 4 fact sheet, President Trump will not tolerate Iran possessing a nuclear weapons capability, nor will he stand for their sustained sponsorship of terrorism, especially against U.S. interests. In a quarterly report published on November 19, the IAEA said the Iranian regime had amassed a stockpile of enriched uranium that was more than 32 times the limit set by the 2015 JCPOA nuclear deal. Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was estimated on October 26 to be 6,604.4 kilograms, up by 852.6 kilograms since the last quarterly report in August. Despite persistent denials about a weapons program, Iran has increased its enrichment of uranium up to 60% purity, not far short of weapons grade. This has been a major concern to Israel, Iran's main adversary in the region and the most likely country to be targeted in the event that Iran develops an atomic weapon. On February 16, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem, and both said they were determined to thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions. Netanyahu said Israel had dealt a mighty blow to Iran-backed terrorist groups since Hamas launched its attacks on October 7, 2023, and said with the support of Trump, I have no doubt we can and will finish the job. Meanwhile, on February 17, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei said, when it comes to a country like Iran, they cannot do a damn thing. You cannot threaten Iran on one hand and claim to support dialogue on the other hand, he added. Heinonen said Iran, while stockpiling high enriched uranium and building up its nuclear capabilities, currently has surprisingly open discussions between various factions about how to proceed with building capacities and even leaving the. This debate could also be used to threaten the US and other parties to get concessions to save some parts of the program, he added. Back in 2020, Trump declared that as long as he was president of the United States, Iran would never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. For far too long, all the way back to 1979, to be exact, nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and beyond. Those days are over, Trump said at the time. Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen. Decades of cover-up. Cameron Daller, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, told the Epoch Times, the Iranian regime will resort to all kinds of deception to cover up its nuclear weapons program. The NCRI is a coalition of opposition groups, the biggest of which is the Mojahedin-e-Khalq, which was set up by Marxist students in 1965. The MEK took part in the Iranian Revolution against the Shah in 1979, but later ran into conflict with Ayatollah Khomeini's regime. Daller said the regime in Tehran has been lying to the West since 2002 when the MEK revealed two secret nuclear sites run by the regime. They will never abandon their enrichment program, nor would they allow full monitoring. This regime is the master of deception, Daller said. Looking at the past two decades, while it has been negotiating, the regime has also advanced its program. The regime's tactic is to prolong the status quo to have time to obtain the bomb. We do not ask any country to overthrow the regime. We do not want money, weapons, or foreign boots in Iran. We have the necessary means to overthrow the regime. He called on the United States, Britain, and the European Union to impose comprehensive sanctions after activating the UN's so-called snapback mechanism, which would reactivate the suspended resolutions concerning the regime's nuclear projects. In December, Britain, France, and Germany told the UN Security Council they were ready to trigger the snapback. The UN resolution which contains the snapback mechanism expires on October 18, 2025. Asked if he thinks Trump was pursuing full-scale regime change, Heinonen said, "Many people likely want to have changes in the behavior of Iran, but this change might not at this stage be the main goal." Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.